Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about integrated transport hub versus normal condo. Who will what more? Here, I got the inspiration to do this video after the overwhelming sales of Parktown residents. I was very fortunate that my buyer managed to secure his choice unit only at 9 p.m. Yes, you hear me correctly. We have to go through a long ballot process that start early in the morning. However, since our queue number was more than 1,000 out of a strong 2,000 checks collected for 1,193 homes. On the day of booking itself, a solid 87% of the units are sold. This only proved the popularity of an integrated development in our real estate market. This video will focus on 4 Integrated Transport Hub, or ITH for short. They are Woolwich Residents, North Park Residents, Bedok Residents, and Sengkang Grand Residence. I will end it off by comparing against 4 other resale condos around the vicinity. With that, let's go straight into the discussion. First stop, Woolwich Residence. It is located in Bidadari Estate, just next to Woolwich MRT Station. It is sitting on 99-year state land and it TOP most recently in 2023. Woolwich Mall is on the lower level and is directly linked to Woolwich MRT Station. There is also a community club that is integrated inside the mall. In addition, there is also a bridge that is linked to Bidadari Park. For those that have yet been here yet, I suggest you drop by to take a look at this new estate. Not bad, right? Do you know what's the best part? The newly opened Woolwich Village Hawker Centre is just next door. I recently visited it. I think NEA has did a great job in promoting our hawker culture. This is a modern hawker centre that serves the needs of the residents. Like that, I think Potong Pasir is gone for good. Singaporeans are very happy. New BTO flats, new hawker centre, new neighbourhood park. Cannot complain already. Let's take a look at the past performance of the 667 units. On launch, the developers are selling around 1,009 to 2,003 per square feet. Sales was sluggish. Thereafter, they make adjustment and sell them lower between 1,007 to 2,000 per square feet. Units start to move and gradually the developers raise price in subsequent phases. To date, there are a fair amount of resale transactions. Not too bad. 4 bedrooms are making close to $500,000 in profit with a 4% annualized return. The 2 and 3 bedrooms also did pretty well with 120 to 300,000 profit. Some of them are even bought during COVID. That is why it's always good to stay invested. You never know when is the low and when is the high. Next stop, North Park Residence. This is one of the pioneer ITH on a larger scale after Centuries Residence in Jurong Point. It's located next to Yishun MRT Station and integrated with a bus interchange on the ground level. There is also a community club with a library inside North Point City. This 920 units condo TOP in 2018. This mall serves as an important landmark in Yishun town that serves those staying in the north who don't want to travel all the way to the city centre. That is why most heartlanders prefer to go to neighbourhood mall instead. That is why property value in the heartland are rising. Way back in 2015, North Park Residence was launched between 1,000 to 1,600 per square feet. That was an eye-popping prices back then. I can still recall, you can get resale condo at only half the price during that time. Anyway, buyers love it, investors also love it. In subsequent years, prices just push higher and higher. As the story goes, the rest is history. Today, they are easily touching 2,000 per square feet. So, please don't say Parktown resident is expensive. This is the new norm. As usual, this is the profitable transactions. Wow, most of them that bought directly from the developer are making healthy profit. Most of the latest transactions are smaller 1 and 2 bedrooms. Not too bad. For the bigger 3 and 4 bedrooms, they are usually in demand and can command higher margin. For example, like this 3 bedroom that was sold for $630,000 in just 9 years. Impressive profit, in my opinion. The next ITH in our discussion is Bedok Residence. I believe many will be familiar with this place. This is after all my birthplace, by the way. I was born in Bedok, Block 423, Bedok North Avenue 1, in a humble 3-room flat. That is why I have a strong affiliation with this town. Anyway, this condo is integrated with a bus interchange and a shopping mall known as Bedok Mall. There are 583 units and the TOP in 2015. Do you know, this was the last condo that have to queue up to book a unit? I can still remember, in this article by Property Guru back in November 2011, long queue for CapitaLand Bedok Residence. CapitaLand, Southeast Asia's largest property developer, will only launch its latest condo project tomorrow, but a long queue has already started forming outside the project show flat since Sunday. The developer say prices of the units have not been finalized. However, according to the Business Times, agent have noted that price could start from 1250 per square feet for the smaller unit and 1150 per square feet for the larger apartment. Very cheap in today's standard. After the big hoo-ha when students queue up overnight and make a lot of noise late in the night, soon the authority clamped down on this and told property developers to go for balloting instead. This is, after all, a fairer method instead of the first-come, first-served approach. Here, it has been more than 14 years since it was launched. Prices will have galloped by leaps and bounds to date. For those that say this is a hype, never mind lah, talk to you so much also no use. For those that bought a unit back then, most of you can pop champagne and celebrate already. For those that have bought and hold since launch, they have made a steady 2.5% annualized return over the past years. This is a respectable steady rate of return over the longer period. However, there are some investors that are damn good. They enter and exit as fast as they can. After SSD, exit with 640,000 in profit or 11.9% annualized return. Steady day. That is why, like I always say, resale condo can also make money. Don't lose the forest for the tree. I know at this junction, for some of you that have missed out Park Tower Residence in Tampines, don't worry, I have another lobang for you. Currently, I'm marketing a ready-to-move-in ITH in Sengkang. This condo is none other than Sengkang Grand Residence. This is a 680 condo right above Sengkang Grand Mall. Sengkang Bus Interchange is also located within the development itself. There is also a community club and even a hawker center. I think the authority get it right with having everything housed together under one roof. That is why more of such ITH will be introduced in future years to capitalize on its popularity. For those that are keen in this compact size 3 bedroom that measure 937 square feet, the asking price is 1.99 million. It offers unblocked view towards Jewel at Buangkok. There are two balconies, one in the living and the other in the master bedroom. This property is suitable for those with young family and like the convenience of an integrated development. If you are keen to view this unit, kindly contact me before it is sold. Here, I'm very sure you will continue to want more with more ITH in the near future that will further push up its valuation. Anyway, this is Sengkang Grand Residence historical chart. Most, if not all, that bought during launch all what? Their profits are also decent. More transactions will be coming in. Hence, the number will slowly start to rise with increased transactions. This is typical for any TOP condos. Let's sum up. What better way to compare all the ITH together and compare them with nearby resale condos? You all know me very well. I will try to give my most objective analysis. In this way, we can see if ITH are indeed better than normal condos. After all, we always hear that mixed development will usually do better than normal condos. But is that really true? For our case, I selected Park Colonial in Bidadari, the Estuary in Yishun, Jewel at Buangkok, and the Glaze in nearby Tanah Merah. At a glance, we can see that the Woolwich residence fared 23%. North Park residence, which was launched from an earlier time, did an impressive 43% to date. Sengkang Grand residence with a shorter runway did 16%. And Bedok resident fared 34%. Not too bad in my opinion. As for the typical resale condo in the respective area, Park Colonial did 28%. Which is slightly better than Woolwich Residence, but that can be explained as Park Colonial was launched earlier and was well received before URA came down with addition cooling measure unexpectedly. On the other hand, the Estuary in Yishun did an impressive 44%. This is comparable to North Park residents. Again, don't say that Yishun condo cannot make it. In fact, they fare the highest return. Jewel did 27% and the Glades did so-so only at 21%. To sum up, the average return for the ITH and a typical condo are almost the same. after I average them out. Here, next time, when someone tell you that mixed development make more money than the typical condo, please ask them to watch my video. My video is no nonsense one. Anyway, all what? ITH what? Resale condo also what? Just buy, hold, and invest long term. And you surely what all the way. With that, I come to the end of my video. I hope you have benefited it with such content. Please help me to like, subscribe, and share them around. Thank you, and see you again.